Hi. Okay. Yeah. Whatever. No, I'm not ignoring you. I know you just got back. No, I'm not going to ask you how it was. I don't care. Anyway, thanks for letting me borrow your laptop. You can take it back. I need to go clean my eyeballs out. Oof. No, you did manage to do a good job of clearing out your internet history, but there was one thing you forgot. Well, you left your Discord signed in right on open DMs with your friend, so yeah. Regret that I saw that. Do you want to know what I saw? Really? Well, if you're so insistent that it'll give you a peace of mind. I saw you posting lots of art of big booba ladies, and your friend was asking how big my booba is, which is highly inappropriate, by the way. And you said, "They aren't that big." How rude is that? Like, what would you know about me and my chest size? Do you just oogle at me all the time, trying to determine the size of my melons? That is so degenerate, dude. But I don't know what I'm more offended about. The fact that you go and post these huge melon girls all the time on Discord, or that you're trying to claim my rack on the smaller end. Nothing wrong with having a smaller chest, of course. I think all melon sizes are beautiful, however, I value the truth. Let me tell you a little secret. A bra can compress the actual size of your shopping bags. So if I was to take it off, you would probably be surprised with the way they pop out of my shirt. Yes, I do feel much better actually after telling you this. So I hope this means you'll not slander me any further with your little Discord buddies, okay? Once I'm done with you, I'm gonna need you to correct yourself to this guy, whoever he is, with the ginger pink jumper chick profile picture, okay? Got it? What do I mean once I'm done with you? Dude, did you just think I, of all people, was just going to let this slide so easily? No way. You've disrespected my booba more than once. I think it's time you get taught a lesson so that you know never to judge me again like that. I take my melons very seriously. So I'm going to do something so that you'll always remember the truth of my boulders, all right? So sit back, and I'm going to get right on your lap and smother you with them. That's right. That's what you get. Do you believe me now? Do you think mosquito bites will be able to spill out onto your ears like this? I don't think so. Eyes can be very deceiving, you know. Shh! I don't want to hear your apologies right now. There has to be consequences to your actions. I can't have you on that laptop DMing people like this, and me having no clue what you're saying. If I do this, then you will never have to slander me again like that, so take it all in. Stay in the darkness of my mouth until I deem you fine to be let out.
Oh.
struggling anymore. Don't tell me you're enjoying this, because if you are, I'm going to stop right now. This doesn't seem convincing enough. It's almost like you're pretending to struggle again, so I keep doing this. Don't tell me you actually like this. Please don't. This was meant to be a punishment. But are you that much of a degenerate that instead it's turning out that you like this? I should have known with the amount of time you spend on that laptop looking at that stuff online that you're probably into everything now. It's probably impossible to punish you with I don't know, the most weird, obscure stuff even. No matter what I do, you'll probably be into it one way or another. So I may as well just continue what I'm doing with you. It's not so bad. It's comfy just resting these mountains on your head. They can get pretty heavy walking around with them all day. Usually girls tend to not wear underwear in the house, but because you're my roommate and male, obviously I have to wear it out of respect for each other. But you know what? This is so freeing. I don't think I need to throw it on anymore. I can just walk around freely without a care in the world now. You certainly won't mind. You'll be so accustomed to my milk supplies that you won't even notice. What was that? You actually find this relaxing too? That's a good thing after all, because you need to calm down, you know? I don't have a spray bottle to sprinkle water on you for being down bad with the amount of stuff I saw on your laptop. Like, I'm right here, you know? You could have asked me for anything. I know I may come across as rude and hard to approach, but when you sit down with me and have a chat like this with my melons in your face, sometimes I can be reasonable, you know. I guess I never really made my feelings obvious, but I was really mad when you came in because I will admit, a bit jealous that you were looking at all these hot artworks saying I didn't have mountains like them. Then when I clearly do, I mean, the proof is quite literally right in front of your face. Can't argue with that now, can you? So yeah, I'm sorry about being rude about the whole thing. Here, I'll turn this into a melon hug instead of... Yeah, just come here.
Thank you.
I guess I should probably free you from the shackles of my memory pillows now. Maybe I should do something nice with them for you. How about you come lie right on them, yeah? And you can really experience how comfy they are to lie on. I think we all need to calm down and chill after what just happened. Come here. Come lie on my soft booba. And I will stroke your scalp gently with the tip of my fingers. How do you feel now? Much more relaxed, that's good to hear. Is that what you thought this would be like? Well, the whole lying on big booba. I saw that on the artwork as well, by the way. That's always the melons or the thigh pudge someone would be lying on. I mean, you can try the thighs too, but right now, I think this is the optimum position. Just having your head in my mountains like this, hearing my heartbeat. I think heartbeat sounds are so comforting. Like the sound that you're home and protect us. What do you think? That's sweet. And you can stay on them for as long as you want to. I feel very comfy. I feel your heartbeat against me as well. That's much calmer than it was at the start. Tell me, was your heart beating fast because you were being suffocated? Or because you're nervous with me? Oh. Your heart rate jumped up again. So cute. It's okay. You don't have to answer that. I think I already got my answer. Shh, don't worry. Just enjoy the moment with me. Us together. Like that.